So let's review. As we've learned earlier, after a normal childbirth of a male, a woman is tummy for 7 days and then tar for 33 days. And after the birth of a female, she's tummy for 14 days and tar for 66 days. However, Zok the Mishnah, Yoytze Doifin, Ein Yoshna Lav Yimei Tumah VeYimei Tahara. If a woman delivers by cesarean, she does not have these days of Tumah and days of Tahara of Leda. Of course, she is tummy Nida if she sees Dam. Furthermore, Vein Chayovna Lav Carbon. She's not obligated to bring the carbon that a woman usually brings after childbirth. However, a delivery by cesarean is considered the same as a normal birth. Therefore, she does observe the days of Tumah v'Tahara, and she's obligated in the carbon. I think Mar proceeds to cite the sources of both the Tanakam and Reb Shimon. The source of the Tanakam is the Pasuk Isha Ki Sazriya V'Yolda Zachar, which continues with the halachas of childbirth. And the Tanakam expounds, Acha Teilid B'Mokam Shi Mazras. These halachas apply only to a woman who delivers naturally, from the same place where she conceived, but not to one who delivered by cesarean. However, Reb Shimon expounds a different halacha from this Pasuk. Afil L'Yolda Ela Ke'en Shehizriya Imei Tamei Leida. The mother is Tamei Tumas Leida, even if she gave birth to a liquefied fetus. As Rashi explains, notwithstanding the machlekes Reb Shimon v'Chacham we had earlier in Daf Chavav, that if a woman delivered an afterbirth without a fetus, the Chacham hold that since there certainly was a fetus, it conveys Tumah like every miscarried fetus. Or Reb Shimon holds that the fetus dissolved in the womb and was nullified in the mother's blood. Therefore, there's no Tumah. Nevertheless, Reb Shimon expounds from this pasuk that the mother is Tamei Tumas Leida, even though she gave birth to a liquefied fetus. The Gemara then brings the source of Reb Shimon. The pasuk says "V'im the keva teilid" and describes the tumah and tahara after delivering a female. Now, the pasuk could have merely said "V'im the keva v'tmeya." Therefore, he expounds the extra term teilid l'rabbis yitzadayfin to include in these halachas even a child born by cesarean. However, the Rabbanan expound a different halacha from this pasuk: l'rabbis tumtum v'adreginus, that a child of uncertain gender also causes tumas leida. Shimon, on the other hand, expounds this halacha from another pasuk, "V'mloisi mitahara leven or levas," and expounds, "Leben mikam makam, levas mikam makam." Any sort of son or daughter is including these halachas, even a tumtum v'adreginus. However, the Rabbanan expound from that pasuk, "L'chayev al kol ben uben, l'chayev al kol bas abas." She's obligated in separate karbanas for each individual childbirth. Reb Shimon, on the other hand, expounds this halacha from the following pasuk, "Zayis teres hayeledes," and we expound, "Malamet shemevi carbon echad avlo des harbe." She brings a single carbon for multiple children. This refers to a case where she conceived and miscarried within the mitar of the first birth. However, we expound the singular term "zayis" to teach us, "Alei des shalef neimalois, valei des shalach malois." She brings separate carbonas for separate births if the second birth was after the mitar of the first child. The Gemara continues with Reb Yechon elaborating as follows. Although Reb Shimon holds Yitzhak Dev and Arizik Yolad, nevertheless, Moed Reb Shimon Bekachim Shein the Kaddish. Shimon agrees that an animal born by cesarean is not sanctified with Kedushas Aguf, physical sanctity, to be offered as a carbon, but only with Kedushas Dam, monetary sanctity. Because the Pasuk of Kachim says, Shair Achesav Aiz Ki Yivalid, and the Pasuk of Bechar says, Kala Bechar Asha Yivalid, and Gamar Leid Leidim in Bechar. We expand Xer Shava comparing Kachim to Bechar. Ma hasam petarechem, afkam petarechem. It only applies to an animal that is born naturally. The Gemara asks, legamra lei delei demiadam. We should instead expound the gezeirah shava from human childbirth, where it says, isha ki says reviyaldo zachar, ma hasam yitzadefen, afkam yitzadefen. Just as a woman is tamei, according to Reb Shimon, even if she delivers by cesarean, so too such an animal is sanctified. The Gemara answers, mistabra me bechar havalei lemelef de nefishin. It's logical to derive a carbon from bechar with which it has more characteristics in common than it does with Adam as follows. Kachem mebechar, shekein, ein. In both cases, the Torah mentions the mother. In Karbanas it says, v'hayu shibas yom tachas imoy. And in Bechar it says, shibas yom yim imoy. Behemoth kaddishim, both are consecrated animals. And both are subject to the laws of pigul, sacrificing it with the wrong intent. Noisir, leaving it past a lot of time of eating it. And tummy, the prohibition to eat them while tummy. In all, five common halachas. Whereas kachem yadim have less in common. Shekein Pashut, unlike Bechar, their ordinary offspring, not only a firstborn. Zachar, unlike Bechar, they apply to all offspring, not just male. Kaddish, unlike Bechar, neither is automatically consecrated at birth. And B'matana, unlike Bechar, they're not given to the Kain, in all only four common halachas. The Gemara cites a brayso in support of Rabbi Yechonon. The brayso discusses the halacha b'molu l'yerdu. If a carbon that became possible was brought up onto the Mizbeach, it's not taken down, but left there to be burned on the Mizbeach, regarding which there is a machlekes. This pasuk has three exclusionary terms. Zois, this, and not another. He, this is, and not another. And ha'ayla, the ayla, and not another one. Therefore we expound. Prat l'nishcha tabalayla, v'shenishpach dama, v'shiyatz dama chutz l'kloyim. She'im, also terid. We exclude these three cases. If a carbon was slaughtered at night, or its blood was spilled, and we cannot perform Zrika, or if its blood was taken out of its boundaries and became disqualified. In these three cases, if the carbon was subsequently brought onto the Mizbech, it is taken down. However, Rav Shimon disagrees and expounds the pasuk Zayis Teres HaOila as follows. Riba Tera Achas L'Chala Oilin, Shem Alu LaYerdu. This halach applies to all psulim, including nishchata balayla, if we're slaughtered at night, v'shenishpach dama, its blood was spilled, v'shenirat dama chutz l'kloim, its blood was taken out of the azara, v'halon, the blood was left overnight, v'hayotze, it left the azara, v'hatame, it became tame, v'hanoiser, it was left over past a lot of time, v'shenishchat chutz l'zman, v'chutz l'mkaim, it was slaughtered with intent to eat or offer it at the wrong place or time, v'shekib l'psulim v'zarkas dama, the dama was received or applied by disqualified kohanim. Vanatan Lamala, Shinasan Lamata, Vanatan Lamata, Shinasan Lamala. The blood that was supposed to go on the upper part of the Mizbech was applied to the lower part or the reverse. Vanatan Bachutz, Shinasan Bifnim, Vanatan Bifnim, Shinasan Bachutz. The blood that was supposed to go on the outer Mizbech was brought into the Hechel or the reverse. Vapesach Bachata, Shashachtan, Shalay Lishman, a carbon Pesach or Karbachatas that was slaughtered for the sake of the wrong carbon. However, we expound the exclusionary term Zeis to exclude the following cases. Reveya Vahanirva, an animal that was used for sin. V'amukta v'anevet, an animal that was worshipped or used in the service of Avodah Zarah. V'esnan v'amachir, an animal that was used as payment for a sin or exchange for a dog. V'aklayim v'atrefet v'yetzah daifin, an animal that is the offspring of two species or one with a fatal defect or one born by Caesarean. And the Bais explains the above distinction according to Reb Shimon. Mar banias elu shay psulin v'akoydish, v'maitzanias elu shalohay psulin v'akoydish. We include disqualifications that occurred after the animal was sanctified, and we exclude disqualifications that occurred before it was sanctified. The Gemara concludes this proof to Rabbi Yechon. K'tani mi'as, yetzid deifin deloy. My love yetzid deifin de kadshim. The Braisa seems to refer to a carbon born by Caesarean and the rules that it's taken down because it does not have physical sanctity, as Rabbi Yechon ruled. And the Gemara will elaborate on this proof in the next daf.